We have an eighth grader from community day school. Nadav Gilboa is here with us, and his event is called TEDx Youth at Blue Slide Park. It will be held at Repair the World on Broad Street in East Liberty on November 19th. And we're going to talk a little bit about why he chose to do this and how he did it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. So you're how old?
13.
And what, just take me from the beginning, what gave you the idea to do this?
So I was at a youth group event, I believe in December of 2016, and we were having a discussion about the Women's March that I believe at that time it was going to happen. And we were discussing how a lot of ideas about feminism and just politics in general, and it was a really intense and very academic discussion. And I realized that a lot of the ideas that may not have worked but were valid and maybe possible solutions to a lot of problems, people wouldn't really listen to them. And I thought that was a shame, because a whole huge group of our entire world has great ideas. I'm not saying they're all good ideas. I've had some pretty bad ideas in my time. But a lot of the good ideas won't get heard, and I think that's a mistake.
So the idea was to come up with a platform for people to share ideas, and in particular kids to share ideas?
Exactly. So I want to get as many kids with good ideas as possible, and also because adults sometimes have an easier time speaking, to have some adults who are going to speak about youth-related topics. One of our speakers, who I'm very happy to have, is Miss Jordan Reeves, and she was born without part of her arm. And her talk is all about how just because you're different doesn't mean you're not valid, and you should speak up and tell everyone your ideas and tell everyone why you're just as good and better than some other people. So also, we have some speakers. This person named Jai, he's really great. He's helped me a lot with this. He's also organizing another TED event, happens in Pittsburgh, and that's really great. And he, in India, he was in charge of part of his school. I don't want to ruin his talk because it's really great. But he helped a lot of people, and then he stood up for what he believed in, even when lots of other people told him not to. And he stood up for what he believed in, and he later, people realized that he was right, and they listened to him, and that was really great.
Excellent. Who are some of the other folks that you have? Let's round out some of the adults, and then we'll talk about the kids.
Okay, so we have, one of my speakers is Ms. Unika Jay, and her talk is all about life without limits and how fear holds us back and how failing is not the worst thing. And it's really great, and I don't want to ruin this one as well. You'll have to listen to it. It's being live streamed on both YouTube and Facebook. But she's talking all about how important it is to try, and even when you fail, not to worry and keep going. Another speaker we have is Mr. Chaim Steinberg, and he is a teacher, a father, in charge of multiple youth groups. He does a lot for the community. In his talk, the title is How to Manage Adults in 4 Easy Steps, things to tell kids what to do, to how to interact better with adults so that they're more likely to listen. And also we have Miss Cindy Pierce, who wrote a book all about the internet and building social courage, which is how you have to be transparent about your real life online, because being fake is hard and very, very damaging to both you and other people. And we also have Mr. Travis Allison, who one day when he was at camp, his camp counselor, I believe, told him that he would never be a good camp counselor, and that was really damaging to him. But then someone stood up for him and helped him out. And because of that, he's worked in the camp industry for many, many years.
What a horrible thing to tell somebody.
Yeah, it's horrible to think that a lot of the time something you say, just a mean comment that you just throw out, could really affect someone.
Now, any other adults? So you've got a great lineup of speakers.
We have 10 speakers, and 4 of them are adults, and 6 of them are under the age of 21, and I'm very excited about that.
Cool. Tell me about some of the younger people that are speaking.
Okay, so we have Ms. Peyton Klein, who actually is an alumni of the school that I go to now, Community Day School, and she started as a service learning project to make an space that includes kids that have that are ESL or English as a second language, and they talk about problems in the real world. They get to understand each other, so it's not just us and them, it's everyone, which is really great. She has worked really hard on that and taken it really far. We have Mr. Zachary Lackis, who's really great. He's actually worked a lot in the science field and worked on this technology called CRISPR, which basically teaches cells to change their DNA to fight cancer.
Interesting.
The title of his talk is Cell Sabotage, a Genetic Weapon Against Cancer. And he's a really interesting individual, and he's done a lot. Also, we have Miss Kate Singer, who actually lives in Texas, but she's traveling all this way to make it to talk because she wants to tell everyone. The title of her talk is Go Your Own Way. And her all-time goal has been to, I believe, hike the Appalachian Trail, which is really great. And she worked really hard, and she decided instead of going to the easy, everyone goes there, middle school and high school in her area, she decided to work really hard and get into a all-girls school. And she decided that she should take the harder work because it's more important and it helps her develop as a person.
Very cool. And then I think there's one more, right? Did we get them all?
Oh, no, there's one more. Miss Teresa Lethrow, she goes to Pitt, and she worked really hard and got the Chancellor Scholarship, which is the highest scholarship. There were, I believe, 4,500 applicants and only 10 or less than that awards. And her talk is all about Pittsburgh's energy future and about how we need to be more sustainable. Even though that Pittsburgh is a really great city, we can do more, and that's really important.
So we've talked about lots of people except you. We talked a little bit about your desire to put this on, but this is a lot of effort. When did you start? You mentioned back in December is when you had the idea?
That's when I had the original idea to do something. After that, I believe in February, I was like, I want to organize a TED event, having no idea what I was getting myself into. So me and my mother looked online, and I found that you have to fill out this huge application, and that took me around a month to get right, to figure out how to best convey my ideas, how to see what they need me to do, because there's a whole giant manual of what you have to do.
I was curious if it's still that way, because I remember there are a lot of rules, and mostly I guess it's all about protecting the brand. They want things to be done the TED way, and that's not necessarily easier or harder. It's just very specific, right?
It's really their pros and cons to it. TED is a really great brand. They just recently hit their 100,000th TED Talk, which is amazing. And I really like what they do, and what they do is amazing. So it's given structure to my event that I didn't realize what it was, because I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of help from my mother and a lot of other people, like one of my speakers, Jai. He helped me a lot. But it gave structure, but it also limits a lot. So it gives me – it's easier in the way that I know what to do, but it's harder in the way that when I have some ideas, I can't do them because they go against the rules.
If you're just joining us, this is Nadav Gilboa. He's putting on an event called TEDx Youth at Blue Slide Park. Now, Blue Slide Park is very well known here in the Pittsburgh area as part of Frick Park. The event is actually at Repair the World on Broad Street in East Liberty. But Blue Slide Park is an iconic symbol here in Pittsburgh. What made you choose the name?
Okay, so we had a little bit of back and forth about the name with the TED organization, not TEDx. TEDx is the license that they'll give you, but TED said there are a lot of names because they don't want you to use anyone else's name. And Pittsburgh is a really great city and has done a lot of TED events, which has been a little bit restrictive. But then I realized that I wanted to name the event based off of somewhere that I'm not that old, but I have a lot of memories there, and I know a lot of youth really grow up at Blue Slide Park. So it's held at Repair the World because I really agree with what they do there, and it's a really great space. But it's called at Blue Slide Park, which has been a little misleading to some people.
Well, it's just I kind of like the quirkiness of it. And Blue Slide Park isn't, it's a location that's very specific. Now, there's other things I'd like to ask you, but logistically, my memory is you are allowed to have 100 people in the audience. Can people still go? Or do you need to get tickets?
Tickets are available at my website, which is tedxyouthbluslidepark.com.
And I think they're free, right?
They're not free because we provide food.
Okay.
Actually, just yesterday, I spoke with multiple food trucks, which is what we think is the best way to get food to all of our people who are coming.
Excellent. So you can get complete information. And what's the address of the website again?
It's www.tedxyouthbluslidepark.com.
Okay, that's easy. And then you can reserve tickets to come, and they are limited because part of the license is they want 100 people to go, although you will be streaming it as well.
Yes, live streaming it on YouTube and Facebook.
Excellent. Now, one of the things that's important about any TEDx event is the opportunity to network and interact with each other. So if you go to attend the event, or if you are a speaker or presenter, do you have some ways set up for people to interact with each other?
Definitely. There are breaks between the TED Talks because this is around a 4-hour, 5-hour event.
Right. It's so, noon to 5 on November 19th.
Mm-hmm. So we have breaks at around 45 minutes to let all of the speakers take a chance to get ready for their talks and to give a chance for the audience to get food and to just talk and ask questions if they would like.
Excellent. Are you speaking?
So organizers aren't allowed to speak. I will be emceeing the event, which I'm very excited about. But I'm not allowed to speak, and it's a lot of work to organize the event. It's also a lot of work to make a TED Talk, which is from 10 to 18 minutes memorized or with just brief note cards. Another thing that I forgot to mention during the breaks is that we're going to have kid youth entrepreneurs present their businesses, which I'm really, really excited about.
That's great. In fact, just last week at this time, we were talking with two girls from the Hope for Tomorrow is the organization, and they each had businesses. One was hair products, the other was lipstick and nails, and they would be perfect for this. What kinds of folks do you have?
So actually, I believe that was the organization Locks, Curls, and Swirls?
No, they're called Center for... Hope for Tomorrow, and I don't think that was their business name.
Well, we actually have a person who we just recently sent out our acceptance letter, and we're still getting back yeses and nos.
Oh, that's great.
Which is, I'm really excited about. A lot of people have said yes, and that's great news. We actually have someone who works with Hope for Tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. That's probably Keisha Gomez is my guess. So tell me some of the kinds of businesses people will have.
Okay, so a lot of these businesses are really great. This one girl, Lila Black, she makes little plush animals for kids. They're called Lila Tov Monsters, which is actually Hebrew for good night. And it's a play off of her name, Lila.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great. And she makes animals for kids who want to have like a comfort animal or just a friend. And we also have someone who makes Self Love by Dom. And she makes throw pillows or other pillows that are supporting. She has a melanin pillow, which says melanin on the side, and also she has a Black Love throw pillow, and that's really great. We also have Miss Fowler, and keep in mind, not all of these people have approved it yet, but we are assuming a bunch of these will say yes. Miss Fowler has this business called Cupcakes Most Wanted, and she makes really, really good cupcakes in Pittsburgh. And also, we have one girl, Keisha Gomez, who she makes, she helps promote health and wellness for younger kids, which is really great.
Excellent. What a great roundup of people you have. So it's going to be a really positive event, but also a chance to connect with people and make a difference and establish relationships that you might, you know, with people that you may have never met. It sounds like you've got a very diverse group. So you're in eighth grade now. Have you thought about what you would like to do after graduating from high school?
Well, I would definitely like to try to go to college. As of now, I've always wanted to study abroad. That's just seemed like a great thing to do because not only are you learning core academics, you're also learning new cultures, which is one privilege that many people in our world today have, and I'm very lucky to be able to have gone on many trips to a lot of really cool places. So I think that now is the best time to take advantage of that opportunity and go as many places and travel as much as possible in the world today.
Where have you been?
I've been to Israel many times, which is really great. I have a lot of family that lives in Israel. I have also been to see my uncle and my cousins who live in Singapore. And when I was on that trip to Singapore, I also went to Thailand and Malaysia. That was a really cool experience. My mother does a lot of public speaking, and sometimes when she gets to go to cool places, we're allowed to come too. So one time we got to go to Cancun in Mexico, which was really, that was a very fun trip. And also we've just been to a lot of places around the U.S.
Did you get a chance to get beyond the resort areas of Cancun, like to the ruins and to some of the cities themselves or the city areas?
So that trip was pretty short, which it was a lot of fun the time that we were there. But we also make sure almost every trip we go on, we make sure to volunteer somewhere. We were just recently in Iceland, which was a very amazing trip, and it was great to see the culture. I particularly love roundabouts. I just think they're really great. A city in Indiana actually has roundabouts, and maintenance costs have gone down and traffic accidents have gone down, and it's been really great. But they have roundabouts in Iceland. But we went to volunteer at we took out all of the furniture from two rooms and we painted them. This was a rehab center for a lot of people, and it's a lot of fun to volunteer places because it's important to remember that you need to help the people everywhere you go, not just when you're at home.
Wow, again, if you're just joining us, this is Nadav Gilboa and TEDx Youth, his event, TEDx Youth at Blue Slide Park is November 19th. It's coming up just 15 days away from today on Sunday. It's going to be held at Repair the World, which is on Broad Street in East Liberty from noon until 5. We'll give you the website again in just a moment if you would like to reserve tickets to be part of the event. And if you have thought about maybe organizing a TEDx event, I'm sure sometime after November 19th, Nadav would be happy to give you advice and information. You're probably pretty busy right now keeping this all together. What is the website again?
So the website is www.TEDxYouthBlueSlidePark.com.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't talked about?
So just one thing I want to point out. I know it sounds a little cheesy, but a lot of times people say I couldn't have done it without the help of the people around me, and I definitely could not have. You never really understand why people say that until you're really in that position. And it's just important to remember that a lot of people around you really can help, and you should definitely ask them.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard that came up when I was talking with Elba just before you, and she was talking about the people who encouraged her to develop as a singer and as a writer. You know, we talked about the fact that you might like to study abroad, but we didn't talk about what you might like to study.
I really don't know. I just want to do something that'll change the world for the better, whether that's just like a nonprofit that helps with direct charity or working at a business and making sure to donate a lot, or so many things you can do in almost every profession that'll make the world a better place.
Yeah, and it's early. There's so many things you can choose, and you don't even need to just make one choice. You might find that you make choices throughout your whole life to do things. I'm so glad to have you here, and I hope folks will consider going to the event and supporting all the work you've done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I've had a great time.
Thanks. Nadav Gilboa, he's 13, 8th grade, Community Day School from Squirrel Hill. And if you would like to email him, it's TEDxYouthPGH2017@gmail.com, or go to the website, which again is
www.TEDxYouthBlueSledPark.com.
Great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.